The first reading today, St. Paul talks about being a spectacle to all the people before God and men, and how they go about treated badly, and they're naked, and they're buffeted, and all these different things, slandered, and all the things that happen to them. And he talks then about what his response is, how they bless the people, how they're just offering the truth to people with charity. We can ask ourselves, first of all, am I willing to become a spectacle? Not make a spectacle of yourself. That'd be just our pride getting in the way. We don't need any more pride. But are we willing to be rejected because of our faith? Are we willing to be rejected because of the truth? Because we live in a society that doesn't want the truth, that has rejected the truth. So if we're going to live the truth, people aren't going to like it. But are we willing to be rejected for that? Are we willing to bless people when they condemn us, when they reject us, when they slander us, and whatever else they want to do? It's the way they treated our blessed Lord, so we shouldn't be surprised if it happens to us. It's a matter of really looking at who we are called to be and what it is that the Lord is asking of us right now. We're members of Jesus Christ. We're to bring the Lord into the world by the way that we act and by what we say. We're to show the world what it means to be a follower of Christ and indeed to be a member of Christ, to continue his work in the world. And so we listen to what our Lord spoke in the gospel. He told us that he was sending us out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Not a real happy thought. But what he's pointing out to us is that we're not going to be well liked. We're not going to be well received. And we have to preach the truth anyway. We have to have that innocence of a lamb to be able to bring people the love of Christ, because true love is innocent. And that's what people need to see, and it's what they need to experience. That's what we all have the opportunity to do. That's not easy, especially when there's a bunch of reviling and rejecting and all the different things that St. Paul talks about. But remember, the number one cause of conversions is because of the example of somebody who is living their faith. There are a few intellectual converts, that is, somebody who, through reading and study and so on, comes to be convinced that the Catholic truth is the Catholic Church is the truth, and they become Catholic because they see it's the truth. But the vast majority of converts are so because of somebody who was an example, because they saw it first, they experienced it, and then they could look into it and recognize that this is true. There have been many who have rather tragically stated, but tragic in both senses of that, from their point of view and from ours, why they haven't become Catholic. And their answer is, when I see somebody living it, then I'll become it. It sounds good, but I don't ever see it. Well, they're not looking very far if that's the case, because they don't want to see it. But at the same time, it is a great challenge for all of us to be able to look at it and say, am I living it? I can speak it. I can talk the good talk, but am I walking the walk, as they like to say? Am I really putting into practice what it is that I profess? It's the love of God that people need. Are they seeing that in us? Are they experiencing that in us? That's the call that our Lord is giving to us. St. Paul had to go out and preach. And he told the people they work with their own hands, they put up with all this stuff that's going on, and they still had to go and preach. And through that preaching, people heard the truth, but they had to see the way that St. Paul and his companions were living. And it was precisely through their example, as well as through their preaching, that the people were touched, that they came to the Lord, because they saw it and they experienced it. And that's exactly what all of us have the opportunity to do. We all have that same very general vocation of the call to be Christian. And then within that, you have to look at your own vocation. What is God asking of you in your vocation? Obviously, there are some people that God asks to go out and do certain things. Most people, he's asking them to raise a family. You're not necessarily going to be going out and doing all kinds of things. But if that's the case, then you're going to be talking with other families. You're going to see people at work. You're going to talk to the neighbors. You can be an example right in your own sphere. You don't have to go out and pick up the poor off the street if that's not what God is asking of you. But you can live it right within your neighborhood, right within your family. If God is calling you to do something different, whatever it may be, then it's to live that charity of Christ in that situation. Every last one of us has that opportunity in the duties of our state in life, in the situation that God has placed us, no matter what it is. And unless God is calling you to be a recluse and live out in the woods and not talk to anybody, well, okay, and then you just have the opportunity to pray. But otherwise, we all have opportunities every day to be able to deal with different people. How do we accept them? How do we treat them? Do they see the love of Christ? Do they see in the way we treat them the way that Jesus treated the people who came to him? That's a great challenge for us, because it's not an easy one, especially if we think back to what it is that he did. He didn't have much time for the Pharisees and the scribes because they were a bunch of hypocrites. But the sinners and the people who were a mess, he was extraordinarily compassionate and charitable. How about us? It's really easy to be kind to all the other people around us who think the same way we do. It's hard to be compassionate and kind to people who don't think the way that we do. But it's precisely through that kindness, that charity, that compassion that they might be touched to come to the Lord. That's what we're able to bring into the world, and that's what we're being asked to bring into the world. It's a bunch of wolves out there. And God's asking you to go out there and be innocent like a lamb. To trust him, because he's the shepherd. So yeah, the wolf wants to tear you from limb to limb and eat you up. The shepherd's going to protect you. Just go out and live it. Be who God is asking you to be. If there's any question in your mind what that would look like, bring it to prayer. Ask the Lord to show you so that you're able to do it his way. Otherwise, if we try and do what we want to do, it doesn't usually work too well. It's the people that God puts in our path that are the ones that are going to help us the most, and perhaps the ones that we can help the most. Not necessarily the ones that we would want. So some great things to ponder. As we're sent out, asked to be innocent, asked to be like a lamb, to be gentle, to be pure, to be able to go out in the midst of wolves and bring the Lamb of God into the world. He doesn't need any more wolves. He doesn't need a bunch of dogs. He needs lambs. The lambs are the symbol of purity and the symbol of love and so on. That's what we can all do. It's not easy. It's not always very pleasant. But it wasn't for him either. And we're all here because he did it first. And now he's asking that we would continue to do what he has done, to bring him, the Lamb, into the world, and to be able to bring his love to the people who do not know it.